Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets settled with very modest gains after a choppy session as a fresh round of US-China trade negotiations in Beijing commenced and as the threat of another partial US government shutdown loomed. The Dow eased 53 points or 0.2% to log its fourth consecutive session decline. Morgan Stanley fell 1.5% after the investment bank announced the acquisition of Canada-based Solium Capital Inc. in a deal valued at approximately US$900 million. Broader S&P 500 eked out a 0.1% rise, as did the Nasdaq. Media group Axios reported over the weekend, citing two administration officials, that President Trump's advisors have informally discussed holding a summit with China President Xi next month at Trump's private club in Florida. In US corporate earnings, Restaurant Brands International Inc. rose 1.6% after the parent company of Burger King reported profit and same-store sales growth above Wall Street expectations. Under Armour Inc. is among companies slated to post quarterly results tonight, Australian time. On the US economic data front, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey for January and the Job and Labour Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, for December are also released tonight, Australian time. European markets rallied, Germany's DAX gaining 1% and France's CAC up just over 1%. Italy's FTSE MIB outperformed with a 1.5% rise, with Italian lenders getting a boost after reports that their capital positions were higher than the levels required by the European Central Bank. London's FTSE was up 0.8%, with all of mining, energy and bank sectors climbing. UK gross domestic product slipped to a quarterly rate of 0.2% in the fourth quarter, down from 0.6% in the third quarter. Chinese equity markets also returned from the Lunar New Year holidays in a positive mood, with the Shanghai Composite up 1.4% yesterday. Base metals were weaker across the board, copper falling 1% to 278.80 a pound, aluminium dipped 0.2%, nickel down 0.8%, and zinc down 2.4%. Spot iron ore markets returned with a bang, the benchmark contract jumping $5.05 or 5.9% to $90.58 a metric tonne and its highest level since March 2017. The benchmark contract has now rallied approximately 41% since the 26th of November last year. However, moves in lower grades dwarf that move for the benchmark contract, lower grades ripping an even more impressive 9.6% higher to $69.88 a metric tonne. The US dollar index trading near a six-week high weighed on gold futures, which fell $6.60 to $1,311.90 an ounce. Oil prices retreated, albeit settled off their session lows. WTI down 31 cents to $52.41 a barrel after trading as low as $51.23 a barrel earlier in the session. Brent shed 59 cents to $61.51 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 1.6 basis points to 2.65%, and the Aussie dollar continued to slide, buying approximately 70.63 US cents this morning. On the Australian economic calendar today, the National Australia Bank Business Survey for January is released at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time, along with December home lending data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. China is also due to release foreign direct investment data.
Only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.